Did you think we were done with you? We're not done with you. Put your tray tables and your seat backs to the full upright position, because today, today is another very special edition of the Microsoft Virtual Academy. And this time, we're going to go into advanced PowerShell desired state configuration and custom resources. Hear the woohoos going already back there. So this is very exciting. Again, exciting for two reasons. One, the product itself. And two, extra specially important is our guest today. So our guest today is none other than the inventor of PowerShell, the mastermind behind everything that we're working with here. Microsoft Distinguished Engineer Jeffrey Snover. Sir, great to have you again. Another day for another exciting day of desired state configuration.
It is going to be exciting. Yeah, it's just, we're getting into all the details. Now, just be aware, this is the advanced session. So if you're having struggles with the yesterday's session, it's going to be harder today. So we're going to drill into some details, but it's definitely worth watching. It's not that difficult, but you're definitely going to be scripting a lot.
Yep.
I think it's probably order of magnitude complexity a little bit less than the Pulse server, actually.
Well, you know, that's one of the interesting things is yesterday we spent a lot of time on DSC, and I don't want to say in general, but as a whole, getting all of the infrastructure components set up, which some of that's really challenging for people to deal with, and all of the concepts of DSC. This is going to be one of those days, I can tell already. And today, it's for some of you, this may actually be easier in a way, because it's more focused on creating your own resources and doing some advanced configurations. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. Yeah.
This
I'm
is
in.
Going to be awesome.
I'm in.
So, good. Don't want him to leave all of a sudden. So,
not letting you out the door anyway.
Yeah, not letting you out the door. So tell you what, let's do some formal introductions, show you what we're going to be doing today, and make sure that you're ready to join and work with us throughout today's content. So take a look at the slides that we have here. First of all, an official introduction for Jeffrey Snover. Sir, let everybody know who you are.
All right. Howdy. I'm a distinguished engineer and lead architect for Windows Server and System Center Data Center. And I've been doing this a long time.
A long time. And very successfully. We certainly appreciate it. And just in case you wanted to know who I am, I'm the author evangelist for Pluralsight and CFO, COO, PowerShell.org. This is a great community for you to join us in. It's a website that you can go to where there's excellent forums that can give you help, not only on just PowerShell, but there are DSC forums. There are wonderful people out there helping to answer some of the questions. Some of those same people, and I would just want to say thank you very much, though some of those same people are in the chat forums with us live today. Also, we not only have some MVPs like Dave Wyatt and Steve, we've got PowerShell team members that'll be joining in throughout the day in the chat. So feel free to ask your questions, certainly. So let's get started with what we're going to be doing. Oh, yeah, take a look at this. Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about custom resources, why you would want to make custom resources, and what those are going to start to look like. And then we're going to show you how to get those set up, how to implement them. There are special functions that we need to work with inside of those custom resources. We'll take you through how to package and deploy those custom resources. This will be a little different than what you might expect. Then something very special, and this is brand new, hot off the presses, how to build custom resources with using classes. And this is going to be a very interesting conversation. I'm very excited about this.
As I should be.
And number five is enhancing your custom resources. We're going to look at how you add some debug information, verbose information, some help content, ways to get started with that. We're going to take a look at something called composite resources. Not exactly resources technically, but you'll see when we get there. And some information about advanced configurations, specifically partial configuration, something new and interesting for us to be able to work with.
Now, here's a level set question. What percentage of people, customers, do you think will end up writing their own custom resources?
100%.
Yeah, that's my assessment. You definitely want to be.
Was I close to being right? Because I'm so happy. I got one right. If you watched yesterday, take them when you can get them. Yeah, and this is a really a good point. As fast as Microsoft and the PowerShell team and the community are building resources, you're never going to have a resource for DSC that does exactly what you need for your business environment. That's why you have to make your own commandlets at times and your own advanced functions. So you definitely will need this kind of information. Now, who needs this information? Let's set some expectations. A target audience, hey, if you're an IT pro, you will be on board with this. But I also want to point out that this is definitely an area that a lot of developers join us with, because developers, this is going to be something that they're probably going to be doing a lot of, building these custom resources and giving them to IT. So we obviously welcome both groups. Hug it all out. It's a DevOps world. So now, some suggested prereqs for you saw on the slide, and is that there are two previous virtual academies that Jeffrey and I did, and this was on PowerShell and advanced scripting with PowerShell. And so if you're getting familiar with PowerShell, check those out. Now, there's a previous DSC one that we actually just shot yesterday, but you will see listed here. This is the startup to get you started with desired state configuration. You definitely want to go through that one first before stopping off here in our last one.
And we should show them about the WMF?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, let's go ahead. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that right now.
Okay,
let's go ahead.
Switch to mine. All right. So, using the amazing search engine, if you search for PowerShell, Feb, as in February, and WMF, as in Windows Management Framework, you'll see here, we're going to be using that today. Okay? So, this will bring you to the blog, and here is the Microsoft Download Center. And you'll notice that the WMF works for Windows 8.1, Windows Server 2012 R2, and Windows Server 2012. Now, in the chat forum yesterday, there were a lot of questions about Windows 8 and Windows 2008 R2. Sorry, Windows 7 and 2008
yeah.
R2. And the answer is it was our intention to release on those platforms, but we didn't achieve a high enough test pass to do it for this Windows Management Framework preview. So we'll try it again for the next one. It is our intention, but not our promise, that the next version of the WMF that is widely available will go down to Windows 7. So we hear you, and that's what we're doing. Now, the next thing you want...
Yeah, that's fantastic news, by the way. That really is. Thanks for mentioning that.
Now, the next thing is, so that's the Windows Management Framework, and you definitely need that if you're going to follow along and do any of the classes work. The next thing you'll want to do is to use your search engine and search for PowerShell Gallery. Gallery is where you find PowerShell content. And there is PowerShellGallery.com.
And just as a note, folks, you may be completely unaware of this. This is also something that's is relatively new. So this is a great place to go to get a lot of resources and modules and what Jeffrey's about to show you. So if you're surprised by this, it's okay, because this is relatively new.
Yeah, this is new stuff. And there's great support for this in the February WMF. And I'll show you that in a second. But what you can go here and what you're going to do is you're going to search for MVA. Just hit carriage turn, MVA, Microsoft Virtual Academy, and you'll see we have two PowerShell modules, one for day one and one for day two. Now, the other way you get those is if you've installed the WMF, then what you can do is you can say find module MVA, star. OVA.
And I think this is really awesome in V5.
And so, by the way, so find module goes out to the PowerShell gallery here and finds these two things. We want day two. So then it's as simple as install module, and you just type that. And then you say minus verbose. That's always fun. Says, do you want to install this? We say, yes, we do. Comes down, pulls the software down. Happy days, happy days. Now, check this out. Show MVA DSC examples. Minus day. We're on day
two.
We're on module
one.
Oh, and look, it says, hey, you've got to initialize things. To copy files to see scripts. Do you want to do that? And we say yes. And then it brings up the demo that we'll be going through today.
See, this is so awesome.
and then notice here it says use clear when you're done. So here's what that's going to look like. We're going to run this when we're done. When we finish the module, you type this, and it clears it up, right? Takes it away. And then you go back here and just go to module 2 and get the files for module 2. We call this automation and community.
By the way, it
is one of the points of community. You might say, you know, if you look at this, you might say, oh, what a kind of like special purpose, odd thing to share. But the reality is it saves you a bunch of steps. It dramatically simplifies things. And so those are the sort of things that are fine to automate and are great to share with the community. So,
and I just want to add a note to that. I mean, kind of consider exactly what he's saying, because today is going to be very oriented towards sharing with the community. I know a lot of people are very nervous about sharing their code or sharing their ideas with the community. And the idea is please do that. I mean, I don't want you looking at my mistakes and my examples, but I want your feedback on it. And I want to correct those and I want to make it better. And you can help me make things better. And that's how the community works. So I just also want to thank the distinguished engineer, because that's the first module I've had published on the PowerShell gallery, so you're my first. It's great.
Wait, you know, the other great benefit of sharing is that people will look at your code and they'll make you suggestions for how to make it better.
Yeah.
So in fact, I did the Gia stuff, the Just Enough Admin. I wrote that code and I published it. And someone from a three-letter agency said, "Hey, the way you're generating passwords is not good. It's not random enough." I said, wow, that's fantastic. And so then we're in the process of rewriting that.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have code reviews. It's not a bad thing. Also, take a look. Join the community. Since we're talking about the community right here, join the Microsoft Virtual Academy community. You guys already have. Tell your friends to join the community. And look, there's the special voucher to get extra points, learning points, as you go through and experience the fine information that's on the Virtual Academy. And with this, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get started in module one, another woohoo of getting ready with DSC Custom Resources. And we're going to kick this off with a couple of conversations and just to get things kind of caught up, and then a demonstration. So first of all, if you take a look at the module overview, we're going to talk about the purpose of custom resources, why you would even want to be doing this. We'll do a review of some of the existing resources that are out there and the resource kits, and then we'll show you the architecture and places to put custom resources and not to put custom resources. So what do you say we start off with this very first conversation? Jeffrey, and we already started talking about this, so I think just about every customer is going to need to create custom resources.
Yep.
And what I've seen, I'm very interested in your view on this, is a couple of things. First of all, Microsoft isn't going to be able to make a resource for everything in the world, just like they can't make a commandlet for every possibility in the world. That's why we have to have the ability, and you've given us the ability. But one of the strange things is do you see IT pros creating these, or do you see this being a development team that creates these? How do you envision this?
Yep, actually both. So if you think about DevOps, DevOps is the combination of developers and operators. And if you go back and read the original Monad Manifesto, like from the very beginning, if you haven't read it, I strongly encourage you to read it. But we talked about one of the problems was that you had a completely different tool chain between your developers and your operators. So the developers would do something, they just spoke very different languages and there was very little commonality. And so what we intentionally wanted to do from the beginning was to give a common tool that both teams could use, and therefore it was easy to share artifacts. So indeed, you'll see that you can write custom resources and they can be very, very simple. I mean, they do just what you want, but they're very, very simple. Or you'll see how you can write really, you know, you put on your developer hat, roll up your sleeves and write some really chewy class-based code as well. So it's a variation, but ultimately custom resources are custom. They're those things that says, hey, either there isn't coverage because, you know, Microsoft will have coverage for everything we do over the course of time. But, you know, you probably won't see Microsoft writing VMware resources. Probably not. Maybe. Probably not. Now, the VMware probably will, but there'll probably be some other third party that's out there that will take a while or won't have DSC resources, and you'll want to automate them. Or something will happen and you'll say, well, in our environment, we really need to do this before we do that. Little simple things like, oh, I want to do this, but then always log something or register something to fit into your IT processes. So these often aren't, you know, these custom resources won't always be big new manageability things, there'll also often be like wrappers of existing manageability with just a little bit to better fit into your environment and your workflow and the way you like to see things done.
And you know, that's really interesting because I've seen a lot of IT pros that need to create custom resources from the IT perspective, server and networking, that kind of perspective. And developers, usually for a business, are handling more of the application side and get the complexities of those giant applications that only they know information about anyways that I wouldn't know anything about. And it's really interesting. And what I find very fascinating, we talked about it yesterday, is you kept the guarantee, you kept the promise that as an IT pro, if I learn PowerShell, I'm all good.
Yeah.
And one of the beautiful things about custom resources is that as an IT pro that knows PowerShell, you don't need to have any fear. So, you can get into and do this just like anybody else.
So just to refresh people's memory, so basically the thought process was this. Look, as IT pros, I know your hair's on fire, and the last thing in the world you want to do is to go learn a new thing. Okay? And so my deal was, hey, you go, I want you to put down what you're doing and learn PowerShell. And in exchange, I'll make sure that that was the best investment you've ever made in your life. Wherever possible, you're going to learn a set of things, and then those things are going to be used over and over and over again. That's why we're hardcore about the syntax being absolutely consistent. That's why we have a very small set of verbs. That's why when we go to do workflow, it wasn't a new language. It was an extension to the PowerShell language. And that's why when you want to have a product, our products are based upon, SMA is based upon PowerShell and extensions to the core PowerShell engine. And now that we want to go do a desired state configuration, again, you just do it with PowerShell. So step by step by step, the more, you know, having your investments in PowerShell are paying off, making you more valuable. And just be clear, now that when I talk to CIOs, I just really get pointy with them. I said, look, you should stop in, you know, rewarding the people who aren't moving your business forward. The people moving your business forward are the folks who are learning automation, who are repeating processes, who are producing tools that give you repeatable processes that then give you a control over the quality of your IT operations and improve day to day to day. If you've got other people who sit there with the mouse and click next all day, those are not repeatable processes. Stop rewarding those people. Reward the people who are automating your IT. And people really get it. And so one of the phrases I've now come up with is, make yesterday be the last day you ever hire a ClickNext admin. Because those folks just don't help move the ball forward. So learn automation. And again, you're going to learn automation. You're here. You're learning it. That's good. You're the guys, I'm telling your bosses, should be getting all the raises and all the bonuses. And it's true that you should.
And fortunately, because of this belief system that's been driven forward, I don't have to go out and learn C# in order to make custom resources. I get to stick with PowerShell and learn it that way. Now, I do have to learn more development concepts. I have to learn to be more like a developer. And developers, they have to learn more about operations. And that's the whole wonderful thing about the DevOps thing. So let's talk a little bit about your existing resources that are out there, both the ones built in the box, just as a reminder, a quick reminder, and where you can get other resources that are available to you, the resource kits, and a couple of ways to do that. So Jeffrey, and you might, you can show us this if you want, or I can, so the built-in resources, and where can we get the other resources?
Clear screen. Okay, so if you wanted to get resources, what would you type?
Well, I would say, I want to get something, so I'd think get.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it's a DSC resource, so I would probably prefix it with DSC and then try resource and see how IntelliSense is.
Amazingly correct. By the way, again, that's part of the point is with PowerShell, because we're hardcore, we have a fixed naming scheme, et cetera, it was about allowing you the ability to guess what you type and be largely right. And let's say you weren't right, you thought it was get resource, okay, so that's not right. But then we have wildcard. And it's like, well, some sort of resource. Oh, sorry, get command. And there you go. Oh, look at that, VM resource pool. Sure, anyway, so it's get DSC resource. And we find these. And let's see, so we got a group there. I don't know how many that is.
Yeah, originally it was 12 that shipped, and there's some additional ones in there that came in with an update.
Oh, right.
It was just
we installed one out the other day.
And we installed
installed XPS desired state configuration. Yep. But actually, I'd like to have more than this. I'd like to find some more DSC resources.
So I'm thinking find sounds like a great verb.
Like find DSC resource.
There you go.
A. Now, find, oh, that was really nice and quick. Find base is layered on top of OneGet. OneGet is our package manager. It can deal with and find resources all throughout the internet. And a DSC resource goes to the PowerShell module and finds all these great things. I mean, look at them all. Well, here, let's do this. Pipe to, I get $A, pipe to OGV. Okay. And just look at all this wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
And, okay, let's say that this one looks interesting, the Exchange stuff. It's as simple as saying install module Exchange. Again, we'll do verbose. And you got to be able to spell right, Exchange, E-X. How do you spell Exchange? Oh, yeah, there's the other X.
Oh, the, yeah, there's two of them.
Oh, okay, so there's multiple ones there. It says it finds it in multiple galleries. Yeah, sorry. Well, anyway, that's how you do it. I'll show you that later.
Yeah. So. One of the interesting things is that if you have the WMF5 February preview, you've got find module, install module, where you can see and grab those additional resources. Now, if you're on a box right now that's on running version 4 of PowerShell, then you might want to just grab the resource kit. And what I want to do is just show you the resource kit. And one of the points that we saw yesterday from this is a quick review.
Actually, so, can I show them this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Flip back. So what happened there was that particular module is available in a couple galleries. So I had to tell it which repository I wanted.
Yes,
gallery. And now, so again, we just reached out to the internet, grabbed this stuff. And now when I do get DSC resource, you'll see I've got all these resources.
And those are amazing
as that.
Resources. Yeah.
Remember the old information at your fingertips? Now you got code.
Now you got
and software at your fingertips.
Code and modules. And there's more than just DSC resources out there on the gallery. So take a look. Let me show you.
We should also tell them about the key one. So one of the things, one of my favorites, Jason didn't have this yesterday, is show object. In fact, do I have show object here? Show object. We don't have show object. Show
Perfect.
Object is this awesome a tool to explore things. And it was written by Lee Holmes, and it's in part of Lee Holmes' PowerShell cookbook. So all you have to do then is to say, well, I want the PowerShell cookbook module. I want to install module PowerShell cookbook. Okay, again, multiple. There are multiples. Minus repository, PS gallery.
Repository.
Repository, PS Gallery. Do we sure we want to do that? Yes. Now just check this out. This is just crazy. So now all of a sudden I can say show object, and let's say get process, LSASS. And voila. Now all of a sudden I've got Lee Holmes show object.
Which is
as simple as that. I didn't have it. Couple commands later,
and now
I've
you
got
have it.
It.
Yeah, this is amazing. It's really made it a lot easier to not only find resources but learn about things that you may have missed, like I missed this.
Yeah,
and now it's fantastic. So it's definitely on my list. So
there are other things. Yeah. Just kind of conceptually, people asked about, oh well, why don't you ship show object in the box? And here's the thing with the gallery with this OneGet, it really changes everything. Okay, now let me just kind of conceptually get you, you know, an architect's mindset here. The question would be, hey, if I had my choice, what would the operating system be? And the answer is it would be OneGet and the stack supported for that, needed to support that. You know, you want a kernel? Bring it in. You want to be able to remove things? You got to add a package to be able to remove things. You know, that you just page fault things in because then, you know, it's all available. I only bring in the components that I need. It's accessible anywhere, et cetera. So here's what that means. What you're going to see is, I think, more and more of us shipping things in galleries, bringing them online, and then being able to update them with your questions. So someone says, hey, that's, you know, you released this in the latest version of the OS, that's great, I'd like it to add this. And the answer is, well, you know, hang in there, you know, another, you're gonna have to pick up a new version of the operating system to get that feature, or, you know, we'll be a next version of the operating system, we'll have something that ships down level that might support it. But if I ship it in the gallery, I can update it there and then can bring it down.
You know, that's very useful insight, and there's something that kind of comes up with that, is that why clutter my system with things I don't need and clutter my view and get in my way of stuff that I don't need when there's stuff that I do need that can be updated faster than the normal cycle of an OS release. It's an amazing idea. When you said my idea of an operating system is one get basically on a kernel, wow.
Now, by the way, we're not doing that. That would be great.
Yeah.
We're not. But I will tell you this, and I've hinted at this before, I strongly encourage you to all to pay attention around Build and Ignite and to come to Build and Ignite, where I'll be revealing some dramatic refactoring of the server, some dramatic changes of the server, and some of the most exciting stuff we've ever done. So pay attention. Put your seatbelts on. Pay attention.
And I've been led to believe, although I don't know, I've been led to believe that this is a you do not want to miss kind of thing. So Ignite and Build. So let me show you really quickly. If you have PowerShell V4 and you can go to the gallery through the web, as Jeffrey showed us. Also, I want to show you the PowerShell team blog site. This is where you can also pick up the resource kits. And one of the interesting things is that in this video series, we're using Resource Kit 9, which was the latest, but it's not the latest as of the time of that we're shooting this. This is what we saw yesterday. Resource Kit Wave 10 is the latest. And so at the time of our shoot, and the point to this is get the latest resource kit. You don't need to get the previous ones. The latest one has everything you need. And one of the big points to this was how fast and how hard the PowerShell team is working on getting these resource kits out. It's been, I don't know, a resource kit a month? Really? Is that a resource kit a month?
It took us a bit to get started, but that's where we are now.
Yeah, a resource kit a month. What an amazing turnout. And they're adding resources up to, as you can see here, 180 total resources.
That's
now,
crazy.
If that doesn't suit all of your needs, that's why we're here today. Because it's not going to suit all of your needs, and we need to start working with custom resources. Now, to kind of get working with custom resources, I just wanted to take us on a quick tour of the structure and give you an idea of what you're getting into, of how to make a custom resource. There's a manual way to make this, and then there's a slightly easier way. And of course, I love the easier way to put this together. But I want to show you some do's and don'ts and kind of the things that we'll be working with to create our own custom resource. Now, yesterday we made configurations using resources. Now it's time to make our own. So let me flip over to the slide here. And, well, that's not going to do it. Hang on. There we go. So custom resources can be written in PowerShell. You better believe it. It can also be written in C# for you developers out there that want to write it in C#. That's fine. DSC resource. Now, we've got a couple of components to this. We've got something. And if you remember yesterday when we worked with resources, the fun part of the resource that we filled out were the properties. But we have to define those properties. And I'm going to show you this in just a second in something called a schema.moth. We also then have the module itself that contains our resource in it. And this has three very special functions. And if you were with us yesterday and happened to remember when we talked about the script resource, I said that was a really foundational moment because that script resource had three things we had to do, a test, a set, and a get. And that's what we're doing in our custom resource as well. And so we're going to talk about that concept all over again. Also, this resource module, which you notice it's going to be a PSM1, needs to have a manifest. And so we'll create a manifest with it. Now, what I want to do is start this off and kind of show you. I've got a couple of scripts as an example, and then I'll show you how we can build these. But I want to show you the schema moth. This is where the properties get defined. And you can, if you wanted to, you could hand code this. And what I want to do is just show you right now that I'm creating a resource here, a friendly name called MVA resource. And I've got some property values in here. And one of these is a key value. This is service name, and it's a string. And you can see that I have some other ones in here as well, such as I want to be able to take the service status is going to be one of my properties, whether it's running or stopped. And I want to be able to have support ensure. Now, this looks like it's not too bad to write, but yeah, I can figure out how to write that. Okay. And then here's the module. And I'm just going to show this to you briefly. I want you to kind of get an idea. It has three functions in it: a get target resource, a set target resource. This actually makes the changes when something is not in a desired state. And then a test target resource function that will test to see if we're in the desired state or not. So three functions, and that's about it in there. And we'll put our own code in those functions.
You know what works better?
What works
just
better?
Just do the collapse of the functions.
Doink, doink, doink.
There you go.
There you go. Nice clean view.
There you go. It's that simple. That's what you got to write.
There you go. That's what you got to write. And so you kind of think to yourself, well, not too bad so far. I don't know about the schema moth, but this isn't going to be too bad.
And the answer is yes. Every single resource really uses those names. So each resource uses get target resource,
yep,
set target resource,
yes,
et cetera.
Great point. It's those names. Don't change those names. And then you're going to need to have a manifest. And of course, you can handwrite the manifest, as I have here, for that module. Now, here's the interesting thing that I wanted to show you. We've got three components here to make up a custom resource. And of course, we're going to dive deeper, but I just wanted you to see this. What I'm going to do is see if this resource can be made alive on my system. So I'm going to go down here real quick, and I'm going to show you something. I'm going to do get DSC resource. And I just want to show you that you do not see a resource called MVA service listed up here. So you don't see anything called MVA service. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these three files and I'm going to copy them. And I just want to tell you this right now. This is not the place you should be copying this, but you will see this occasionally on the internet. When this first came out, a lot of us were grappling with where does this go? And so we started copying them to this particular place. You can for testing, but let me show you where this place that you really shouldn't put stuff is located. So I've got a copy item command here that is going to take that MVA service and it's going to copy it out to, and you'll notice here, you can just see it right away. Remember, we don't want to copy our regular modules out to this location. This is where PowerShell lives, and it's V1 modules. If you needed to for testing and wanted to copy it out, you would copy it to a module under there called PS Desired State Configuration, and underneath that, something called DSC Resources. This is where you'll see a lot of the built-in resources. This is what Microsoft owns. So this is not a good place to copy it, but I want to show you that you can if you're testing.
Why are you showing them that?
Just because I want to show them that it actually works. Then I'm going to show them the cool stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. But I have to show them that it works, right?
And hey, maybe you want to show them how it's a bad idea to poke yourself in the eye, but it'll work.
So I'm going to poke myself in the eye just to demonstrate that blood is bad.
You shouldn't do it, but it does work.
Now, I'll show you that it comes up here, but again, this is the location where Microsoft has your stuff. There's no guarantee that that's not going to get overwritten, it's going to get changed. That's not where we're going to put our stuff. But along the way of where we are going to put our stuff, we're going to change the folder structure. What I want you to notice here is I just took these three files and I copied them out to the bad location and it worked. We've got a better way to do this. We've got a better folder structure. We've got an easier way to create templates for these files. You don't have to hand code the MOF. You don't have to hand code the properties. You don't have to hand code this stuff. We actually have a better way. So I want to kind of introduce you to the right way and include something very special. This is something that you get from the resource kit. Now I'm using the one from resource kit 9, but you can now grab it from resource kit 10. This is the resource designer. And when this came out, Jeffrey, this was just remarkable.
Yeah.
In that all of a sudden, all the bad things that I was doing suddenly got corrected. My folder structure got corrected.
Uh-huh.
Where I was copying things to got corrected. This is a great module that helps get people started on building custom resources, right?
Yeah, and whereas it's kind of like you can read them off, that's pretty straightforward because it's sort of JSON-like, and where it's not, it's pretty obvious. Writing one of those is a challenge, and this really helped with that.
Yeah, and that's really what I love about it. So I'm going to copy this resource out. So just want to show you, I'm going to copy this resource out, and I'm going to put it in Program Files, Windows PowerShell Modules so that I can load it. And then I'm going to import that module. And when we import that module, we're going to get a set of commands that we can use, commandlets. As a matter of fact, let me just show you. I'm going to do get command
on module, and let's do X DSC resource designer. And you can see I've got several new commandlets out there, and I want you to take notice. I'm going to use a few of these as a quick demonstration, and then we'll deep dive into these in the next module or the next chapter. So I've got a new DSC resource, new DSC resource property, and I want you to notice I'm going to start using the new DSC resource property. This is going to be very interesting. I'm going to create these properties. Now, what properties do I want for my resource? And we're going to, again, talk more details, but I had service name, service status, and I wanted to support ensure, and I want to put in the types that they're going to be, string, and the attributes of whether I need a key attribute, whether it's write or read. And I can also add like a validate set. So I want these values to be shown in IntelliSense, and these are the values that are going to be allowed to be used. And with these, I'm storing them to variables because I'm going to use this all at once. So I'm going to create these properties real quick for my resource. And then I'm going to use the new XDS resource commandlet. And look what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a name for it, MVA service, and I'm going to attach those properties to it that I'm creating. And I'm going to put it in a specific path. So I'm going to make it make the resource. And then I'm going to create a module manifest for it. So I'm going to do a new module manifest. The location of where I want the manifest stored, which will be where this was created. I'm going to give it a GUID and a module version. This becomes very important today. The author, company, and a description of it, and its root module, which is the PSM1. So let's go ahead and create that manifest. So really, right now, I've just run a few PowerShell commands. You know, starting from here, I've run a few PowerShell commands. I haven't had to hand create a moth or anything like that. And what I got was, and I'm going to actually create a few more for you. Oh, no, let me just show you. What I got was, I'm going to open it up here. Now I forget where I just copied it to. Where did I make that thing? Scripts DS2, module 1 DSC resources. So let me go in here, DSC, module 1 DSC resources, and look. It's made those three files for me. It made the moth file. Let me just open it up with Notepad so you can see it real quick. So I didn't have to hand create this. I love this resource designer. It made the module and the module structure for me. So it already created my get, set, and test target resource. And of course you saw me make, whoops, that's the moth again, you saw me make the PSM1. Now, again, you could copy this to the bad location, but we're not going to do that anymore. Now we're going to start to move on and talk about what the good location is. But I want to mention something. This is a very powerful way to get started and get a basic template created for your environment. But here's one of the great things about the XDSC resource designer is I've created one resource. What I really want to do is create a module that might contain multiple resources. And this is a nested resource. This designer will do that for you. And I want to show you a quick example. Then in the next module, we'll start to dive in and talk about design.
Hey, before we show them that, can I show them how I like to do that?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Switch to my machine? So you saw the way he did. He created these three definitions. And then he had this, and he had minus property name, and he gave the names.
Oh, yeah.
I like to do it this way, okay? So what happens is I just create this, I say minus property, and then I give a collection. So that says this is a collection. Here's the matching brace. And then I just create the properties in line right here. And the point of this is then, as I want to go create something, it's always in line, right?
Right.
I just create another one right here, you know, just do, you know, sorry, copy and paste and edit that thing and edit that name to whatever.
Now, see, that's an awesome tip because that looks like it's easier to read and maintain in the form that you have it in.
And, yeah, that's exactly the point because what has happened is I used to do it the way you did it, and then when I gave the property names, I'd forget one
right.
Or I'd get the spelling wrong. And here, when you just do it structurally, you don't have those problems. It's easier to maintain.
I just love the fact that every day I learn something new with PowerShell. That's much better. I like that way much better than the way I'm doing it. But you're going to have to suffer at least one more of my bad ways, and then I'll change everything to the good way. So take a look here. I'm going to, again, the DSE Resource Designer, and I'm going to do this again, and I'm going to take two different sets of properties. Now's when Jeffrey's method would be much easier to read. It'd be much more efficient. And boy, I can definitely see that now. And I'm going to do the exact same thing, only I'm creating two sets for two different features. I'm going to do services and a feature-based resource. And now I'm going to do the new DSC resource. Notice I'm going to create one for MVA service and one for MVA feature and give it those. Again, Jeffrey's way make this much cleaner at this point. And I also want you to notice I'm going to store this to MVA demo. And I'll run that real quick. Yes. Yes, do whatever overwrite you need to do. Stop asking me. Oh, just hit yes to all. And
it's amazing.
It's amazing.
We say yes to all button.
Oh, wow. And now I'm going to make a manifest for this module. I want you to notice I'm now doing it for a module that has multiple resources, not just an individual resource. So I'm creating this PSD1 for this module that's going to be out here. I'm giving a module version, all of that. And I'm going to copy this now to the correct place. So I'm going to copy the entire module, MVA demo, to a destination of program files, Windows PowerShell modules, and I'm going to put it in an MVA demo. And well, the interesting thing about this is, I want to show this to you, is let me show you what it looks like graphically when you go out to take a look at it. Now I've got this in a properly formed module, and this is going to pay off huge benefits for us today as we start making changes to this. So I'm going to go out to program files, and Windows PowerShell, modules, and here's my MVA demo module. And look at how it looks. It has its own DSC resources folder, and in that, it has each feature with the files that are required. I want you to notice a couple of things about this. Notice that using this way, I can have multiple resources in here. There is not a manifest for each resource. What we do is up here at the module level is where the manifest is. So this is a way to make a module that has multiple resources. And here's how this would look if you do a get DSC resource. I could have just typed that one in. And so when I run get DSC resource, oh, I think I saw an error message go by. Let's see here. Here's MVA feature. Apparently I made a mistake in one of my code because I only see MVA feature. I'll figure out what I must have forgot to highlight when I was having it execute code. But you see the module and you see then the resources that are in that module. The beauty of this is the XDSC resource designer created all of this structure, the folder structure, the module, created it all for me. So now I can just focus on what is it that I needed to get done. So if you're out there getting started with custom resources and you're fighting with trying to make them off and get it to work and all of that, we've got a resource for you that will build the templates for you.
Yep. Now, the other question, we had a couple questions in the chat form. So if you switch to my screen, the question had come up, hey, let's talk about these resources. In particular, as I create one of these resource properties, am I limited to the types I can use? Great question. The answer is yes, you are. As we talked about yesterday, we talked about how PowerShell is an authoring mechanism to produce the standards-based document called a MOF. And so we're using the standards-based documents, and therefore we're limited to the types supported by the management standards. So here I'm creating a resource named test, and when I say type, you'll see IntelliSense, you have Booleans and arrays of Booleans, char16, date times, hash tables, credentials, reels, 3264, ints, lots of different types, ints, strings, unsigned inch, etc. So you are limited. It's a very rich set, but you still are limited to that. And then the question to come up, hey, tell me about these attributes, okay? So the attributes, we have four types of attributes, key, read, required, and write, okay? So key. You need a key when you have a resource. This is the thing that identifies it, Okay, so a process would be the name, a service would be the service name. You have to have some way to identify things, because remember, what are you doing? You're saying, I want this thing to be in this state. Well, what thing? You need to have a key to identify the thing. Okay, so you're always going to have a key property. Then you have right properties. These, by default, are rights, which is to say, I want to declare that I can modify something. Now, this contrasts with a read. A read says, hey, you can't do a set of this parameter, okay, of this property. However, when you do a get, I want to return it. Okay, so that's a read. And then required is something that is a right that is also required, that you have to provide that.
Now, I think one of the important
things... And these can combine. So you can have, this is a required right, this is a required right key.
And I think one of the interesting things that you're also showing here that I think a lot of people aren't quite comfortable with is, I think a lot of folks aren't used to using the IntelliSense to its fullest capability.
Oh, really?
And I think
this
is a great demonstration of that the IntelliSense is fully set up to support what you're doing with DSC. So use the IntelliSense to help you. Don't try to memorize everything. Use the IntelliSense. Yeah. Hey, I know I need to have a property that has a type of, what types were available? Put it in, let the IntelliSense show you to help guide you along the process. Something with IT pros, we gotta get used to using the IntelliSense.
Good Lord, yes.
Yes, because that's the way to go.
Yeah.
So what you've seen here in this first module is a quick demonstration of, can I make a custom resource? Yes, you can. You can do it manually, but there's no reason to do it manually because we have this XDSC resource designer. And it can create the properties, set up the MOF for you, set up the module structure, its folder structure, and then you make the manifest for it. All you have to do now is focus in on the code and the functions to get the work done. So this is a great way to get started. Now, of course, we're going to dive in much deeper, explain some of the concepts, talk about the design of all of this, but what a great template for us to get started with. You know, this, unless you, you have something? Or
well, Dave actually asked an interesting question.
Oh, yeah.
In line. He said, hey, is your LCM in debug mode?
Ah.
So it's worth, let me give you a little
And we
little
are going to be showing this, but let me, go ahead.
Yeah, so if you recall, what happened was he went and he used a resource and showed it, used it, and then he updated it, and he wasn't seeing his update. So here's what's happening. Remember, LCM, the Make It So agent, the Local Configuration Manager agent, is a WMI agent. It hosts PowerShell and brings those modules in. Okay, by default, if it was to like tear down and fire up PowerShell for everything, it would be very slow and very expensive. And so what it does is it caches things. And so it caches a module. And so I think what happened, the hypothesis is that it's cached the first version of the module and has not detected that there's been an update. And so there's a technique when you're in developing, in general, that's exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. When you're developing things, that's not what you want. You want it to always pick up your latest version. So we will show you in a later lab how you tell LCM, always pick up the latest version of the module. And that's by setting the debug mode to
all.
Force. No, it's force oh, and. It? Yeah, it's all will work, but then force and.
Yeah, I've got that. We're going to do that next.
We're going to show you.
Yeah, we're going to show you next anyways with it. And keep in mind, this concept that Jeffrey's talking about is just like what you had when you were authoring your own modules. When you loaded the module, and if you made changes to the module, you had to remove the module and bring it back up. Well, we can tell the LCM to do that for us. And I believe that's what we're going to do next as well. Thanks, Dave, for bringing that up. Thank you very much. So, boys and girls, why don't you go take a quick break? And when we come back, we're going to start to dive into the deep side of creating our custom resources. And I think we're going to start off with those test and set, target resource, that kind of stuff. So, see you in a few minutes.